Joining us now is Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. Coach, how are you?
Good, Fred. Where's the big O today?
He couldn't make it through the door. I get stuck.
It's Labor Day. He's taking a vacation.
He won't labor.
Believe it or not, Glenn's taking a vacation day. I know it's hard to believe of Glenn that he would actually take a vacation day. But even worse, he's leaving Fred and I without any adult supervision.
You guys will be fine.
Toys are all over the floor.
You guys will be fine.
I've had to shut Fred's mic off at least 15 times already, so we're having a good time here. Coach, you're going to – you just finished, what, your 34th or 5th NFL training camp? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there any similarities to previous camps or any big differences? Did this camp turn out as you expected? How did the camp go overall when you're talking about the training camp for the Patriots this year?
I thought it went well, Steve. I felt like the players worked hard. They were in pretty good condition. The competitive practices we had against New Orleans and Atlanta were different than what we've done in a while, but I think that they were beneficial. And, I think we got a lot of good competitive work done out there. We got better on a daily basis, and the players showed up to work every day. I think they did a good job.
Coach, do you anticipate that interaction with other teams being something that you see more of as the years go on with the NFL, with not just your team but the rest of the teams?
No, I don't know. I think that's it's definitely a possibility. I think it depends a little bit on the situation and the schedule and the timing and all that. One of the things that really made it good this training camp was the fact that we were playing on Thursday every week, so we had regular weeks. And, sometimes that's hard to do when you have a long week or a short week. It's just hard to get it all worked out. So inevitably, every short week has a long week with it. So it's just, hard to get everything scheduled right or get the right team or the location or so forth. So we'll see how it goes. I wouldn't rule it out, but I think, this was a good opportunity this year for us, and so we wanted to take advantage of it.
The way the practice schedule is, the amount of days you can and can't hit, and as opposed to years gone by when you had 5 or 6 weeks of double sessions, can you get as good a look at the rookies as you need to get?
I think it's to answer your question, Fred, I would say no. The problem is you're trying to balance rookies, guys that need a lot of reps that you could really spend the whole year evaluating, with the veteran players who need a little less time, and they need to get ready to go, whereas the evaluation on them doesn't change that much from year to year. I think you have to monitor it, but there's less fluctuation there. So it's that balance between wanting to see the young guys and wanting to get a good look at them, but having to get your veterans and your key players ready, because they're the ones that have to go out and play and win for you in a fairly short amount of time. So it's tough to strike that balance. That's one of the challenges of training camp, is to get the right amount of work for everybody, and it's not easy to do.
That's a good point, obviously. If they did change it to 18 games and you had only 2 preseason games, there's a fight between getting them out, preparation for the main guys to play, and evaluating guys that might not make the team.
Yeah, I don't think there's I don't really think very much consideration is being given to evaluating younger players and giving them a chance. And we all know that football is a game where you have new blood in it every year. It's a demanding game, and you need to have young players on your roster, no matter what position or what team you have. You're always looking for young players that can have that long career in front of them, and that's an important part of the team building for every team. And how you do that is, I think, going to be challenging, depending on how things are structured. But it's a lot easier to say, well, we'll just go scrimmage somebody else. But you got to have enough players to do that with. So I don't know. See how all that works.
Well, you talk about the youth, and defensively, you've gone with a major league youth movement, both at linebacker and particularly at defensive back. What particular challenges do you have with that much inexperience on guys that you may have to count on defensively?
Well, Steve, I think, you know, I feel pretty good about the group that we have, the guys that we have. As we all know, all of us started at one point with no experience, and then you gain experience, and you know, that's just part of the process. But we all have to start there at some point. So I think the main thing is, you know, with young players, how does he handle himself? How quickly did he pick things up? And you know, how well do you think he'll be able to make those adjustments when, you know, the real bullets start flying and the game, the speed of the game picks up like it does in the regular season compared to training camp? So, you know, we'll see how all that goes, but I think that these guys have shown that they can do a pretty good job of that. They'll get put to the test, and hopefully we've made the right decision on those guys.
Does the possibility of an explosive offense give you maybe the luxury to have some of that youth on defense and to have some guys in a learning curve position?
You know, we're not really thinking that way. We're not in terms of our defense. We're trying to do the best thing we can for our defense, not worry about, you know, what else is going on. We just, you know, want to have each make all of our units productive with its offense, defense, special teams, and I think that, you know, in a way you evaluate those independently. I understand how they all have to be linked together, and some of the same players are part of that linkage. So that is important. But again, our thoughts on defense were to keep the players that we felt gave us the best chance to, you know, to play well.
Coach, how many of the calls during the game are specifically to take a look at what a player can do in a situation? You know, if you're trying to look at a defensive back, you're not always going to run a zone because you want to see how he can move athletically.
In the preseason.
How much is that sometimes that you're going to throw in a couple plays to see what a defensive back or linebacker can do under a certain situation?
I think you do that. Yeah, I think you do that. You know, call man-to-man coverage and see how they can cover, and or blitz somebody and see how they do on that. I think there's some of that. I don't think it's every play by any means, but I think from time to time you get a situation in the game and you want to see how somebody reacts to it. You try to put them in that situation and see what they do. So, yeah, I think that definitely comes up.
Because it looks like when you're running, you'll run a lot more basic out there than you would be during a regular season. And obviously, defensive linemen to play two gap or one gap makes it a little more difficult. You can see how their talents are. Do you run a lot more basic defense out there than you would during the regular season?
Yes. Yeah, I would say we do. And as you know, Fred, defensively, you're at the mercy of what the offense does. You can. It's a lot harder to set up a play for a defender than it is to set up one when you're calling them on offense. So if you want to see a back carry the ball a few times in a row, see how he does, and he starts to get a little tired, or, you know, after he's run a couple, then, you know, you can control that. You can give him the ball. But, you know, defensively, you can, you know, try to play man-to-man, but might not even be a pass on that play. So you don't have nearly as much control on the defensive side of the ball, and in some respects you just kind of have to take the opportunities that come and just evaluate those and do the best you can with them. But it's a little easier to control that on offense.
Will you have to adjust the play calling defensively with such a young defensive team? Are you going to be able to use as much of the playbook as you normally would?
You know, we'll have to see how that goes. I think, you know, with each team, Steve, regardless of who the, you know, whatever the player experience thing says on the on the roster, I think you have to just look at each team and see how it handles certain things, how it handles certain adjustments and changes or game plan adjustments or whatever they happen to be. And some teams, some units handle those pretty well, and some don't. And I think experience can be a part of that equation, but I don't think it's totally about that. You and I both know players that played a long time that didn't adjust very well at the end of their career, any better than they did at the beginning. So, and then there are other players who came in and as young players adjusted pretty easily. So I think some of that's just kind of in the nature of the individual, you know, how adaptable they are to change and transition.
Steve's not very adaptable to change, Coach. I want to get in the seat and wouldn't let me. Hey, do you think the offense is ahead of the curve of last year at this particular point? I know Randy looks rejuvenated, and Tom has another year after that recovery. Does it seem a little bit ahead of the curve than it was from last year?
Well, we'll find out. I really don't know the answer to that question. We'll find out when we start playing the regular season games. You know, you go out there in training camp and preseason games, and, you know, you're kind of running your plays, you're running your base offense, trying to get everybody reps and get them in shape and get them comfortable running the, you know, the basic things that you're going to do. And then once the season starts, then you start getting game planned and have to deal with problems that are very specific and geared toward you. And how we handle those, we'll just have to wait and see.
You've been game planning for the first game for a long time. Now, when does it start getting stale? Because you're trying to go over it and over it and over it, and it's a long time. When did you start game planning for the first game this year?
Well, we looked at our, in the offseason, we looked at our new opponents. You know, teams from the Lake Cincinnati, NFC North, or NFC, AFC North, NFC North, and teams like that, teams that we didn't play last year, San Diego, so forth, and start getting some ideas, and then you watch teams a little bit in preseason. But again, it's hard to really get an in-depth game plan going when there's so many moving parts on your end and on their end, and you know, with all the player transactions we had this past weekend, and Cincinnati had just as many, you know, and they bring in, you know, a guy like Nelson. So, you know, things like that happen and they change, and I don't think you can get too locked into something without being forced to change it for one reason or another by the end of preseason. So it's, we have an eye on it, but it's, there's still, we still go through the whole game planning process the week of the game, just like we normally do.
Bill, any progress on the Logan Mankins front?
I don't have any updates, Steve.
I understand.
It's the fifth time you asked that question.
Well, listen, it's a reasonable question. Derek Burgess, a guy you traded for last year, sat out the first part of camp early on this year. Did it just not click for him? Did something just not add up for him to be part of this team?
It obviously did. You know, we kept other players, but I think that Derek certainly has something to offer, and there are a lot of things that you know, I like about Derek. That Derek did well. There are other players that had other things to offer, and so in the end we. We ended up making those decisions to, you know, keep a different grouping of players. But, you know, I think that Derek was, you know, effective to a point on things this year. It's just a combination of defense and special teams and the overall mix, what we feel like's best. It just didn't include him. But it certainly wouldn't surprise me to see him play this year for somebody.
Was it more what the young kids did or less what he did? I know Cunningham we haven't seen much of. A lot of high expectations for him, but
I think it's a combination of all the things that we need to do: offense, I mean defense, special teams, first down, second down, third down, and you know we have different people in those different packages and so forth that we've tried to evaluate. Just when we put it all together, we went with the group that we went with. So.
How solid is the group you have as far as any more movement that can happen in the next before the season starts?
Oh, I think there can definitely be more movement. And I don't know exactly what that is, but I think there's still a lot of personnel juggling that we're talking about, and so are other teams. And other teams have called us and so forth. So I think there's still of course, you want to have your roster set going into opening day. You want to get it set as soon as possible, but at the same time, it's a long season, and if you can make a move to strengthen your team now for the next 16 weeks, then I think there's enough time for that type of move to pay off. So I think you'd want to consider it, and we always have, and I think we always will.
You know, it looks like you fell in love with the Austin, your D-line here, 6'1", 3'10". You have three rookie defensive linemen. Has that happened before? I mean, very young group of guys. Three rook defensive linemen?
Three rookie defensive linemen.
Is it three rookies?
Dederick and Love.
Oh. No, two, yeah. Excuse me.
Two.
All right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay. He doesn't have his glasses on.
He had my glasses on. Sorry, Coach.
No, that's okay. No, I thought I missed one. but, you know, so, yeah, both those guys you know, have come in and done a good job. Not Kyle wasn't drafted, and you know, Dierk was a late draft choice. But you know, they both come in and done a good job and are in their spot. You know, you just as a coach, I think you just really try to create an environment where you when you put guys out on the field that they have a chance to compete and play, and then you just let them play and see how they do.
Coach, is the pressure squarely on the offense to carry this team this year?
I think the pressure's on everybody. I think everybody needs to go out and do a good job. I don't think you can win on one side of the ball. I think you've got all three phases of the team. Your team has to contribute, and that's what we expect to do.
What specifically does this group of tight ends bring to the table that you may or may not have had before?
Well, again, I think that'll be an interesting question that we'll get the answer to once the season starts. Again, it's preseason. It's without teams really game planning and you know, setting up strategies to stop people and so forth. You know, I don't know if you really know, but it's I think Aaron and Rob, Algie, you know, have all done a good job. We've used them in different roles, and their roles and their things may change from week to week depending on the game plan and our particular opponents. So just see how all that plays out. But I'm glad we have them. I think it's a good, solid group. They work well together. Algie's done a great job in terms of giving us leadership and his work ethic and his attitude. He's so professional. He's a great example to any player, not just the tight end at his position. But, you know, he's done a great job. And Aaron and Rob have, you know, shown that they can – you know, they can make some plays. They can help us, too. So see how all that comes together.
Coach, five running backs. Do you anticipate going into the season with five running backs in the active roster?
Sure, yeah. I think that's basically what we've usually had. I think we had that last year. Previous year, you know, we either carry five on the roster, four on the roster, and one on the practice squad, which is where I think we were with Ben Jarvis 2 years ago. So it's, you know, I think that's probably about the, you know, about the right number.
Well, Coach, it's a regular season, so we have your favorite part, the coach's question, sponsored by Auto Trader. Compare new and used cars side by side at autotrader.com. The question, we've had a number of questions, but a lot of them centered on wanting to hear about the two guys you traded for, Page and White. What do these guys? How do these guys catch your attention so that you traded for them?
Well, Page, of course, we've played against. He's been in the league. Started against us 2 years ago, opening day. Haven't started since his rookie year. Good safety, productive player, strong, physical kid, tough, smart guy. You know, he's had good experience in the league. And I think he, you know, in working with him here just for a couple of days, he seems very, very sharp, understands concepts, and, you know, picks things up pretty quickly, which that's good. And, you know, White's really been an outstanding special teams player for the Eagles. Very good in coverage, good blocker in the return game. You know, gives us good speed, and he definitely adds some speed to the position. So those are some of the qualities that he brings to us.
Are you optimistic about this year, Coach?
Well, I'm always optimistic, Steve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always optimistic. We've got a long way to go, but I like the way our team has worked all the way through from the spring to training camp. I think that they've been pretty diligent on that. Like I said, I think that overall they're in good condition, and that mentally that they're ready to go. We'll see how it all comes together, and we've got a long way to go, but I think it's time to get started. I think everybody's ready for that.
Well, thank you for joining us in the Fred and Steve show, Coach.
Absolutely.
Excuse me, it's the Steve and Fred show. I control the buttons. And
this is a flagship show.
We apologize for the next 17 or 18 weeks at least that Ordway has to join us again. So
okay.
We apologize for that in advance, but we appreciate you joining
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Coach.
We appreciate it. Good luck and good wishes for everything this season.
All right. Well, thanks. We'll see you next week, and good to be on with you.
Good luck, Coach.
See you, Fred. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.